This interview is presented by Uniprix-Clinic Pavlina Zivkov, located on Highway 148 in Mansfield. For all your health needs, trust Pavlina Zivkov, your family pharmacist in the Pontiac for more than 10 years.
So we're here with the newly elected mayor of Otter Lake, Terry LaFleur. Terry, how's it going?
Not too bad, sir. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So can you tell me, start off here, tell me a little bit about your background.
A little bit about my background. Well, most recently, I've been working as a municipal inspector director for approximately 10 years. Throughout the Pontiac, municipality of Otter Lake, Illooz-Allumette, Chichester, Campbell's Bay, I've helped out Bristol and a whole bunch of others. I get calls all the time. So,
how did you get involved in politics? What prompted you to run in this election?
Working in the municipal world for the last 10 years or so has piqued my interest, I guess. Not to say that I'm going to do any better than anybody else, but I do have a vast knowledge of how things work in the municipal world at the MRC level. So a little bit of a leg up there and some of the others that are just starting. But it's really, you know, try to help out where we live. That's what it's all about.
And do you have any experience politically here other than working in a municipal office for that long?
I've never had any ambition to hold the public office, to be quite honest with you. I think the most I've ever done is just volunteering, the Golden Age, the RA, the carnival committees, all that fun stuff. So.
And so how long have you lived in the municipality of Otter Lake?
The family's been around forever, obviously, but my wife and I moved back in 2010, I want to say. We've always had a cottage up here. We were in Shawville for about 7 years, and then before that, in Elmer. We have twins. That's what prompted us to move back to the Pontiac.
And what do you like the most about Otter Lake specifically?
What do I like the most about Otter Lake specifically? The peace, the quiet, the people, the scenery, the fishing, the hunting, all that good stuff. Really and truly, it's a beautiful place to live.
And as far as your priorities going forward in this next term here, what do you see as the biggest issues facing the municipality?
Revitalization is huge. We're a small town. We need critical mass. We need to have people in town. We need to have businesses in town to attract those people. We need better roads. We need better internet. You know, we have a lot of lakes. We have a lot of land. And hopefully people, once we get the better roads and the better internet, people will come out and find us. We have had a boom over the last 2 years. As everybody knows, the real estate market was crazy. So we need to bring those people into Otter Lake more and more, keep them there.
And have you had a chance to meet with your council yet and go over some I guess, priorities or things that they're interested in as well?
We've had our first council meeting on the 16th. We did have a chance to sit down, go over the logistics of what it means to be a counselor, what our roles are, stuff like that. So we have another meeting coming up next week, and that's really where we're going to sit down, delve into what it is that everybody heard on their campaign trail to figure out what does the population want? What are the priorities for our municipality? Not only the residents, but the seasonal people as well. We have to accommodate to everybody.
Zooming out a little bit, as a mayor, you sit on the Council of Mayors for the MRC there. They got their first, I believe it's the first meeting of the new council tonight here. So at a regional level, what do you see as some of the priorities or some of the files you're interested in?
At a regional level, I mean, obviously jobs is huge. I had a meeting yesterday with the warden, Jane Toller. We discussed, you know, forestry, the reopening of some of the mills. We discussed internet once again, our road system. My particular interest for our municipality is the TPI, which is part of the TNO, not part of the TNO, but it's public land that's within our municipality that I think we could access and develop more in partnership with the MRC. Really and truly, forestry is great. We need to focus on tourism as much as anything else, though.
And that about wraps it up, but I'll give you the last word here, Terry, if you have anything you want to add on top of that.
Just like for everyone to know that I appreciate the vote of confidence, and if there's anything, they can always reach me at the office, and hopefully we'll stay tuned for better things to come.